This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Hi, troops. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hello.
And welcome back, Timothy.
Now,
g'day, Joyces.
G'day, Joyces. G'day, Timbo. G'day, Damo. And
g'day,
everyone else.
Damo.
Now, listen, if you were in your car just before having like 7 minutes of silence.
We had a great opening.
We're volunteers and we forgot to turn the button on that puts us to air. So we talk for 7 minutes.
Yeah, I had a week now off. Sorry about that.
Somebody's pushing buttons. Well, fingers in Hong Kong.
Well, hang on a sec. There's 20 people out in the corridors of Joy. And there's not a lot of sound. You'd think one of them would have actually noticed.
It's a true testament to 7 years on air where no one in the studio listens to our show because they know it's just tuned off and it's like garbage.
And I know that it doesn't do anything for the listeners, but we actually had a cracking first break.
I was so good in that first break.
You were good.
Yeah, we talked about Daniel Andrews winning. Remember that part? That was great.
I got the clap. Really,
you did.
You got the clap first time in about 10 years.
Yeah, it is actually.
And Timbo got back from Hong Kong, which is
right.
Lovely.
Ni
hao. What's the only thing? Ni hao, like ni.
Ngoi. But it has to go up, apparently. Because if you say ngoi, it's bad or rude. So that's a bit like in Thailand.
And I used to, you know, when you go sawadika, like hello.
Sawadika.
But you've got to go sawadika.
You've got to drag it out.
And I was going sawadika to people and they're like, no, and they don't know. Yeah. They don't understand.
Yeah. So anyway,
so
the
I
first
apologize
break
to any Thai people that are listening and how I just butchered your language.
Oh, I don't even know if I spoke Cantonese or Mandarin. I wouldn't have a clue.
No one cares because we weren't
on
air.
We're probably not turned on now. Doesn't matter.
We've got a corker of a show coming up. Carice Eden. We talked about her before too. She's coming up. She's got a new song, new music, new album. She's a lovely girl. I love her. She's had a makeover from hell.
She has.
Madonna reinvention tour.
Sorry, it's because you said it in the first break.
That's right. That's how you've latched onto my words. And a whole bunch of good stuff. We've got giveaways. We've got music. We've got us. Enjoy on Joy 94.9. Hello, people.
Oh, hello. Are we on? Testing 1, 2, 3.
Anyone out there?
Just wave your hands.
No, even in Joy.
Yeah, actually,
if you can hear us.
Down the studio listening.
If anyone's listening, just wave at the window. No.
Guys, there's a 7 second delay.
Oh, that's right. In a minute, we'll get all these people running up to the window.
Anyway,
welcome to community radio, ladies and gentlemen. Good afternoon.
On another note this afternoon, Prince Harry and his wife, Meghan, will move into their historic cottage on the royal family's Windsor estate early next year.
I know, I'm so ropeably jealous about that whole situation. It's not hard for them, is it? No, it's not.
Anyway, they're having a new child. She's pregnant, as we all know.
Yes.
And they're moving into, I love it, they're moving into a place which they live in. Frogmore Cottage.
Frogmore, yes.
Very Harry Potter.
It is indeed. Oh. And the thing is, everyone was like, oh, why would they move out of Kensington Palace and stuff? So Kensington Palace has actually been broken up into luxury apartments for a very long time.
A lot of
royals live there, not the general public.
Not the peasants.
No. But it's been split, so they have these. Right. When I say apartments,
they're mansions.
Like, they are mini mansions that are all
inside
sort of in this
palace.
Inside it, right?
Oh.
And Kate and William, because he's the heir to the throne, they've got one in there that's got 20 bedrooms. Harry and Meghan were living in one that only had 2 rooms.
Oh.
So there was a bit of.
In the same palace.
Oh.
You don't want to live with your brother and his wife.
It's not like us living with Peter and Anne. No. You'd almost probably have to get a car to go to the other end of the bloody thing to see them.
He's now got to travel 32 kilometres to London.
Which is not very far when you're not driving.
Or in a chopper.
Is it? Or in a chopper, wouldn't he? Exactly.
He's not driving himself.
I don't think we feel bad for them.
No.
I don't think there's any
The whole point of this story is I don't feel bad for them at all.
No.
They're not going into a Kensington two-bedroom palace.
No.
They're now going to some Frogmore House.
Yes, which would have tons of rooms.
Not even a house, it's a cottage.
I'm still very intrigued. I know she's hot. She's but I'm very intrigued about what energy you're putting out there that you get set up on a first date with a prince.
Oh,
and then within 18 months, you lock it down, you get married, and you're having a baby, and you're moving to Frogmore House. Like, what kind of energy do I put out?
Negative energy.
I think I'm very happy, person.
No, give me a
rant or two from you. I've heard, you know, this.
Yeah.
You're quite forward, aren't you?
Yeah. You're not forward and coming backwards.
Not at all. No, or backwards. Absolutely. Yeah, we haven't won that
either. Do you not think that Meghan Mechan would be forward?
No, she's just like pretty and nice and stuff, and you're just like,
I reckon she'd be a ball break. He looks like he's pussy.
And you're not.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Do we need to go to another song?
I feel like I'm being blamed from over here.
I'm just pointing out traits of yours that make you you.
Yes.
And they're wonderful.
And not princessy.
If you're not so princessy.
Lots of people participating in the art form, which has been on air. They want to join us, 0427JOY949, honourajoy.org.au. This one came through from Brad.
Yes, and so if you've just tuned in, we had a few technical issues at the beginning, so for the first break we weren't on air.
7 minutes.
Brad has said, oh, I was enjoying the intelligent conversation being broadcast in that 7 minutes of silence. Now you remembered to push some buttons. I bet we're going to have to listen to Anna rant later about it. Dean shamelessly throwing a sneaky plug for his next party.
Don't sneakily plug parties? Who's coming to New Year's?
Blatant.
Oh, well, at least we know it's the start of the week and something's never changed. The Murphy's still talking utter crap and playing tracks to drive us home.
That should be a promo of ours, shouldn't
it?
That
is our new tagline.
Thank you.
Brad,
talking
thank you.
Utter crap.
Yes, thank you.
Good on you. Well done. There's no original ideas. And that is now ours.
That's now ours.
This one also came
through. And, yeah, see, I was wondering about Meghan Markle and what kind of energy she was putting out there, because she's been set up on a blind date with the prince and now she's the Duchess of Sussex.
Whoa,
and I was wondering why I'm still alone, and Tim's kindly pointed out that it's my personality. I've got some behavioural issues, I think, as well. Reveal yourself, you shameless, silent intruder of our show, said, Anna, no offence. But if Princess Di wasn't good enough for the royal family, you have a snowflake's chance in hell.
Murphy's Law Radio Show. Trust us, just follow the bouncing ball.
Believe in dreams. I believe in this Christmas, myself and my dog are going to have a u-butte time.
Are you? Are you not sounds coming to the
kinky?
Family Christmas?
No, not kinky. I've seen online, this has made my day, you can actually get a Christmas jumper. You can get one that matches your dog's jumper. So you can have a matching jumper for Christmas with
your
dog.
Pity it's summer in Australia. Can you get them on T-shirts?
I think you could probably get it on. Oh, you always find the negative and you wonder why you haven't married a prince.
What it is, and I'd like to defend myself here, because what it is I just see the other side of the story. I see both sides of everything. I'm just balancing it out.
Do you?
That up your
jumper, up your Christmas jumper. With a matching one for Dawson.
No, it's so negative.
Anyway, that was the end of the story. Thank you. Let's go to a song, Miss Ranty Pants. Ranty Pants. I love that.
Ranty
okay,
pants.
Quarter to four. Quarter
actually,
quarter
I'm going to get back online dating. I'm going to call myself Ranty Pants.
Back in the dating game, aren't you?
Oh, I'm considering it.
Yeah. What's the one you're on? You're going to jump on.
I've been told that the way forward is Bumble.
Bumble.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And the last time I was out in the dating world, that wasn't available.
Right.
The last person that I went out with, I met on Tinder. So I'm sure as hell not going anywhere near Tinder.
No, neither am I. Once I've read this story and I'm like, I'm not going near Tinder at all, just on the off chance that this ever happens between you and I.
Oh,
well,
what?
Apparently there was two teenagers who were up on Tinder, siblings, who swiped right on each other.
Why would they do that?
Well, I don't know whether... Well, they might have had fake profile names, or one might have just had a bum shot or... No, they don't do that on Tinder.
No, that's
Skater. Oh, Skater, sorry.
Is it Gator? Yeah. It's not Gator, is it?
No, it's not Gator. Gator's from when the dinosaurs walked out.
Don't ever call me a dinosaur. Do not ever call me a dinosaur again.
When you said bum shot, I thought they had some sort of medication in their bottom. No, a photo of the bum.
Yeah, a photo of the bum.
Yeah.
But these little siblings, because they're only teenagers, swiped right on each other and then they worked out that they knew each other. In fact, they were related. And there was a little conversation that took place. Do you want to read it, Anna Murphy?
Well, you go first.
Oh, I'll play this part then. WTF, sissy.
What the flip are you doing on here? You aren't 18 plus.
You swiped right on me.
You did first, sicko.
This is gross. I'm calling mum.
I already called her. Have fun in juvie.
So they were from Frankston, really.
Yes, they were from Franger.
Or Alabama.
Alabama. Yeah. If I ever saw you on there, I don't know.
It's a very weird thought to think that I've got to go back into that world. I remember last time.
Don't stumble when you get on Bumble, will you?
Don't stumble when you get on Bumble. Oh, I'm done. I was telling a story.
Sorry.
Now, Timothy, while Dean's away, the mice will play. Mm-hmm. You've been away.
Mm-hmm. I have.
But I've since been a busy beaver and I'm now in season 9 of RuPaul's Drag Race.
You are flying through.
Ding, ding. How good and how different is the production value?
You're at season 9, right?
Yeah, so I think I'm in 2016 or...
Yeah, you're... Yeah.
Am I just before the election because they're still talking to
something like that? Yes, I think
so. Or maybe I've jumped into 2017.
I'm pretty sure this is the season that it then switched from Logo in the US, which is the gay and lesbian station in the US, to VH1. So obviously it's like the listener base just went through the roof.
Yeah.
And of course there's production values and money to go behind it.
Yeah. It does feel like a very different season for sure. I'm very much enjoying it.
Yes.
If anybody at home is querying whether they want to dive into this world, I can't recommend it highly enough. I'm so obsessed. I spent most of my last weekend listening to RuPaul podcasts.
And they are brilliant, aren't
brilliant.
They? Yeah. I mean, you should also try out our podcast, foundedjoy.org.
Yes, we're on iTunes as well. If you would, that would be great because I've got a mission. I want to get on the bloody poster.
We have a poster in the studio here.
Behind the curtain, isn't it?
It certainly is. It has the top 10 podcasts of the shows.
For the month.
And we've never been on.
No.
Never.
So I would like all your help, Joysters. We come in here week after week. Tom does a fabulous job with those podcasts. And why wouldn't you want to listen to this spectacular content again and again? Anyhow, yes. Yeah, so RuPaul's
amazing. So then you finished season 8.
I still can't get Dean on board. He's not having it, is he?
No. You finished 8, so you've seen, for anyone who hasn't watched, spoiler alert, Bob the Drag Queen winner.
Oh, my God. So it is responsible for giving me my favourite people in the world now. Bianca Del Rio being one of them and Bob the Drag Queen.
Yeah.
Heaven. Oh, and Katia.
Oh, so good.
Well. There's so many gorgeous souls.
It's just a cavalcade of stars.
It is a cavalcade of stars. And with that, we should probably go to the next song because Dean Murphy's just walked in the room. don't you know
you drive me crazy? Joy, traffic for Melbourne.
That's right. As we head out to the roads this afternoon, we've got no track. We've got no news today because Simon's sick. Hope you get better, Simon. All right, out on the colder outbound is real quick at 6 minutes. The eastern outbound is real quick too.
12
minutes.
Real quick.
Real quick. Monash outbound is crap as at 45 minutes. And the Princess outbound is just as crap as that one.
You want acid? What are you talking about?
I said to her, well, you did that really fast. It just rolls right out. You put in no preparation into that.
There's nothing in that.
Terrible.
I want people, listen, you've been hailed as the traffic guru.
No, sometimes I don't want to perform like a seal.
Well, you're on a show that we need you to perform.
Do you want to do it one more time and see what happens?
Oh, the headphones are off.
Time to check out what's happening with the weather.
I'm Channel 7's Jane Bunn and it's time for Melbourne's weather on Joy. And it looks like a mouth-watering day today in the city with a top temperature of 30 degrees. Now, if that doesn't make you want to take all your clothes off and frolic around in the water, I don't know what will. Tomorrow, still a warm day, but thunder and showers are on the way. And what better way to make love than to the sounds of a cracking storm? For the rest of the week, Wednesday partly cloudy and 21. That's 21 times I've told you to take me. Thursday is likely to make my nipples go hard with a cold and chilly 14 degrees. And they still will be standing upright on Friday with another 14 degrees. Right now, though, it's 28 degrees in the city and I can feel beads of sweat running down the back of my neck. That's it from me. We'll see you next week. I'm Jane Bunn.
I went and saw a movie on the weekend.
Movie review now, time.
It is. And you'd seen it last week, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, yeah.
I had just seen the doco with Smurfy Bum over there.
Randy Pants. To the point that I want to quit and then he starts being...
Randy Pants. And I was blown away. I think it was one of the best movies I've ever seen in my life. Directed by Bryan Singer. It was actually, they made the whole thing for $55 million. It's already pulled in something like $402 million.
Wow.
Huge, massive cast. Now, what I didn't realise until I've just gone through and done some research, uh-huh. as you do when you do movie reviews.
When's that been brought in?
Mike Myers was actually in the movie.
I did the same thing.
I'm like, what? Shut the gate. Yeah. When? Where? How? Who?
He was the producer. Remember how there's the producer that had the record deal and then they cracked it?
Yes.
Because he refused to release Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
And they threw rocks at him and stuff.
Yep, totally. Now, he's quite a great part.
In hindsight,
yes.
Can't you see Fat Bastard in him?
Yes. Yes, I can.
Yeah.
Yes,
get
I can.
Get in my belly.
Get in my belly.
Get in my
But the guy who plays Freddie Mercury, now can I be completely honest with you, and this is going to make me sound really, really dumb. But I didn't know that Freddie Mercury was from Pakistan. Or the family
didn't
was.
Know that.
No, I had no idea.
You didn't know that either.
No idea.
No.
I had no idea. And Rami Malek, well, I think it is. Rami Malek.
This is this thing about paying attention to things.
I'm quite surface.
Well, I never saw anything in any publication or paper or anything.
Everything I've ever seen or read about Freddie Mercury.
Oh, yes. So everything is like Freddie Mercury and the Queen from Pakistan.
But if you know any of his history.
I don't. That's why we didn't saw the movie.
Oh, well, you know now.
Oh, listen to her, Mrs. Wikipedia. Randy Pants
back
over there.
She's getting you back from before.
Randy Pants loves a Wikipedia moment.
She does. Oh, can I just say, Dean, I'm a little nervous for you, though. This is two movie reviews that you've been to in a row that you've liked.
Mm.
I know.
I'm a little concerned because at some point you're going to come off that high horse and it's a long way to fall.
I'm sure it's going to be next week.
Oh, what are we going to say?
I have no idea. Oh. Anything with, what's his name in? Liam Neeson? Is it Liam Neeson? Oh. Yeah. Oh. I'm going to see one with him in it anyway. It's going to be crap.
Taken 35.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, am I being negative again?
Yes,
I'm
trying
to make a joke.
No, Taken 35 would be terrible.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, that's the movie review.
I'm
going to
leave because I don't like anyone in this studio anymore. Joyce says, I love you, but we can't interact. And see ya.
You've only got an hour and a bit left.
Oh, no.
Suck it up.
I've got no time left.
It's very hypnotic, that, isn't it?
Oh, it's heaven.
It's lovely.
Promises by Kelvin Harris.
I didn't know whether I liked it when it first came out.
Sam Smith.
It's grown on me.
Do you mean? I liked it straight.
Like a mole.
It's amazing. Well, moly.
19 past 5, 16 degrees in town. Would you say that you're maybe, do you think you've checked out already? Because someone's going on a little holiday next
week.
Well,
no, I actually think I'm here.
Oh, right.
I think it's somebody else on that side that's checked out.
Right.
But I am going on holiday.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Bali next week, mofos. I am indeed. And see, the thing is, I was waiting for the anxiety to kick in about going to Bali.
Why anxiety to Bali?
Because I'm an overthinker and I'm a worrywart. So I was waiting for it. It's been all exciting. Can't wait until I tried to go to sleep last night. And then all of a sudden my overthinking, worrying brain kicked in. And the thing about Bali is there's so many things that could go wrong there. So it was like counting sheep, only counting terrible situations that could happen.
What were you thinking, like disasters that could happen? Or
like earthquakes, tsunamis, the volcano, Bali belly, motorbikes, like you name it. I actually dropped off to sleep because I ended up going, well, this is just too much.
Well, the thing with it is you're so oblivious to stuff going on around you that you would navigate your way through all that.
It's pretty much how I've done life.
Do you know what I mean? Like if there could be protest marches and things going off left, right and centre, but you're just...
Yeah, I generally...
You'd be thinking, oh, where's that pina colada bar?
Oh, yeah, no, that's what is going to be very focused. I did tell my friend who thinks that I'm rubbish this way, I just said, just make sure that I have a drink in my hand. That's all you have to worry about.
Let
my crazy little brain alone.
And you're going quite fancy, aren't you?
Oh, we're five-star all the way, darling.
Five-star. Wow. Look at you go.
Class, staying at the W Hotel. Look at us.
Are you doing the business class on the way over and back?
And back, yes.
Wow.
I know. I'm feeling jealous. A bit fancy. Well, that's what I'm starting to get worried about, you know. It all seems a bit too amazing.
So you want to sabo it?
No, I don't want to sabo it. No.
Just slightly.
Sort of just get nervous.
Oh, well, that's okay.
You're going to have the time off. What do you like in new places? Are you good with direction? Like, do you know, like if you go somewhere, can you get back?
Yeah, I'm
pretty
good. Are
you one of those people who turn around twice?
Hang on a sec. I went on scooters with you in Thailand. You're not that great. Oh. I'm just saying.
No, I didn't drive a scooter over there.
You're on the back of someone's and you still couldn't work out where to go.
No, but I was on the, I wasn't in control of the bike.
No, but you were giving directions, weren't you, navigator?
No.
All right.
No, I wasn't, actually.
What are you most looking forward to about your time away?
I'm really looking forward to this show finishing and then I'm not here for 2 weeks.
What's your highlight?
That's what I'm really looking forward to. And an hour and 10 minutes has never seemed so bloody long. I'm telling you right now.
Come on now.
What are you looking forward to, Dolly?
I'm looking forward to just chilling out. And it's actually one of my very good friend's 50th birthday, so that's going to be fun.
Oh, lovely. Amazing.
But I really just want to get there and chill out. And have
now, what are the things you can't do over there? I'm not talking Chappelle Corby stuff. I'm just talking don't eat the ice. Don't have drinks with ice in it.
Don't have ice. Oh, don't
eat.
What am I going to do about cocktails?
Don't eat the salads because they've been washed in water.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, gosh.
That's another one. What am I going to eat? Chips and bloody beer?
Oh, dear.
I'll come back the size of a house.
That's the yin and the yang of the life. You just lost 5.5. Don't be selfish.
That's where the anxiety's coming from. I've worked out so hard and I'm so scared to get over there and just blow out. I mean, like Gwyneth Paltrow, like in that movie.
Shallow
out.
Got a
big suit on.
Those business class don't have double beds, do they?
You've really just tapped into my anxiety. This is it. I don't want to go. Right.
No, go. I'm not going. No, go.
The
you need
rest
to go.
Will do you great.
Yeah, it'll and we need stories. Give $1 million.
Oh,
right now.
Now I wish I'd lost another 5 kilos because it's all going to go back on.
Talking about your little Bali trip before
the
break.
I know, the extravaganza. Mm.
So what we thought we might do, because you do have some issues in regards to getting a bit nervous about things.
Yeah, no, it just kicked in yesterday. I was waiting for it.
Well, let us get the listener to sort some things out. Shouldn't Anna Murphy do in Bali?
So I can't have the water.
You can't drink tap water, can't have the ice, can't eat salads which are washed in water. There's heaps of stuff.
See, I'm really going to be annoyed if I'm paying all this money to stay at a 5-star and I can't. I've got to pick and choose what I eat. And
no,
stuff.
I think you're staying at a 5-star. It may be a little different, but I wouldn't eat the salad.
All right,
I wouldn't.
Okay. Righto.
No,
the ice in your cocktails is fine.
That'll be fine. Doll.
So let us know. 0427.
What else can I do, people?
What can't she do when she's over there? Murphy's Law this afternoon.
Oh, I like that one.
Will you be dancing to that around the bar in Bali?
Maybe.
Mm.
I hope there's some hotties to look at.
Well, there might be. Anna Murphy, we're throwing it out to the people this afternoon. What shouldn't you do in Bali?
So I need some rules.
You need help.
Yeah,
you need some help.
I think some rules was okay.
Here's one. Here's one from Matthew that says
Anna should not have accidental drunken sex with a lady boy.
I probably shouldn't. But it's been a long
beggars
time.
Beggars can't be choosers.
That's right.
It's
been a dry spell.
It has been a dry spell. Kieran said.
Very big spell.
Kieran from Hawthorne.
Don't get putrid, drunk and vomit in public at Motel Mexicola like all the other Aussies.
Thank you very much, Kieran. Are you noticing a certain tone about the answers that are coming in? We've got this one that says, God, Emma.
You can't go to temples if you've got your period.
Oh, good Lord.
Well, thanks for that.
What's this one?
This one says, don't rent a motorcycle at all, helmet or not. Driving is murderous. Aussies die every week in Denpasar.
Oh, thank you, Tim, and very happy.
Thank you for
Isn't
making
it lovely?
Me
Doesn't
feel...
Doesn't it sound like a lovely place to go?
Thank you for making me feel relaxed.
Yeah. How are you feeling now? Help her. Help her.
What shouldn't I do?
What shouldn't she do? Because she's likely to do anything and not make it back.
Tell me what I can't do in Bali.
What can't she do or what shouldn't she do in Bali? Going away for how long? 7 days?
Just 6 days.
6 days.
It's a quick trip.
Oh, Chappelle was only going for 5.
How long was she there?
Oof.
Oh, a couple of years.
Yeah. Renee.
Well, that's what happens.
Good old Renee, she's just been let out.
Bags full of.
So what shouldn't you do? People are playing the game, Anna
Right,
Murphy.
I shouldn't take a boogie bag full of narcotics, and I should attempt not to have heroin strapped to my body. That would probably help. That's good.
Tim from Castlemaine says...
Don't have your new man friend rely on local condoms. Oh. Bring Aussie condoms when you get lucky.
Oh, that's good advice. I might come home with a gift with purchase.
Frank from Canada.
Frank from Canada.
Hi, Murphy's. Maybe Anna shouldn't leave her room.
Hey, that's the best advice.
Do you know what,
though? She probably won't.
One of my mates that's coming with us, he has been to Bali once before and he got there. He was only there for a few days. He got there. He took one look outside the hotel. He went, nah. And he just stayed inside the hotel the whole time.
The holiday's
really? He's coming again because I never saw anything. He just stayed inside the hotel. So we're going to get him outside. Listen, I'm not that bad. I have travelled the world. I don't know why, but Bali has these weird connotations.
No, Bali's all right.
It's fine.
You know.
And if it's not, who cares? Whatever.
I'll come and visit you.
Yeah. No, what? I'm not going to jail. I just think maybe there might be some.
Well, I'm just saying, if some, it, from
Spectacularly dodgy stuff. In jail, I'll come and visit.
Okay, he's just speaking the local language.
Yeah, I'm getting ready for katut. Or Naaman.
I can teach you 1 to 10 in Indonesian.
Or what was his name? Where's my camera?
Wayan!
Where's my camera?
Wayan!
Tell you who, what is also known for having good singing in it. That was a great segue.
Good segue.
Who here was being a favourite? Oh, my God, I can't even talk. A fan of the musical Cats.
Is there... Oh, in the past? Well, yes, yeah. I saw it with, what's her, Debbie Byrne.
Oh, did you? With Deborah Byrne.
Deborah Byrne, back in the day.
Mm-hmm. I saw the...
Tim was in
you
really
did do it, yes.
Did you do it with Deborah Byrne?
No, she wasn't. That? No, I toured Australia with a tent tour, which we were there.
Magical Cats.
Yeah.
And how do you feel about Cats?
Oh, look.
Didn't you meet your partner on Cats?
I did. I met my partner on Cats. We've been together for 18 years.
How do you feel about the storyline?
Didn't you pash underneath a stage?
Yeah, did I tell you that?
Yes.
Yeah, we looked like hit by buses. We just come up from under the stage we've been making out.
Yeah.
And we'd crawl
up. Did you have like little whiskers all over the place?
Well, they were just smushed across each other's face. But then you know what happens when
cats
two,
get off
well,
together.
Two men get excited.
Two male cats.
It was a tent tour, right?
Oh, you're in time.
Yeah, it was a tent tour, right? Exactly.
Oh, good
so
Lord.
We crawl out onto stage and just
look at that
lay
magical
down.
Cat.
Bellies down, ladies and gentlemen, bellies
just,
down.
Breaking the hearts and minds of children all over the country.
That might just happen in the new movie version.
Yes,
Who knows?
Well, that's why I wanted to bring it up. There's
a new movie version.
And what a terrific idea. I think it's a gorgeous
Who's
story.
I tell you what,
check out the cast. It's a cracking cast.
Just Taylor Swift in it.
Taylor Swift.
It's Jennifer Hudson in it.
Now, look, Jennifer Hudson, she won an Oscar for the last musical she did.
Exactly.
It's Jason Derulo.
Yes. Idris Elba, Taylor Swift, James Corden. He knows how to belt out.
Wow, this is a big cast, isn't it?
What a terrific cast for such a beautiful story.
Is it a beautiful story? Actually this story.
So it is actually cats.
Like
it is cats.
Like
I think
we have
gorgeous.
The cats coming under
two
under buses.
People in here think it's dumb.
Look,
Tim and Damien have decided that they hate the story, that it's awful, and I get told I'm the negative one on the show.
I think it's a fabulous idea.
It's an adaptation.
Have you ever seen the live? Yeah, and
had that conversation.
Yeah, and thoughts out of 10. What are you?
Oh, I hated its guts.
What is wrong with you?
No, I thought it was memories. So that was
that's
about
like
the only,
one song. Yeah, that's one
in the
song.
I only have good things to say about it from my personal experiences of doing it. And when you know the inside story of the characters and the relationships, it's awesome. It's a great story.
I want to see your one. I want to see the porn version of Cats.
Oh, you dirty bugger.
I do.
Of course you do.
On Pornhub.
Oh, my God. You've just produced like a beautiful musical that's been around for generations.
I want to see Rebel Wilson in it.
Cheap porno.
I want to see Channing Tatum in it.
Judy Dench. With your friend.
Not Judy Dench in Pornhub.
You want to see the Cats porno. version with Tim and Trevor in it. You're a disgrace.
Trevor's a bit of a looker, isn't he?
Yes, he is, but this is getting really creepy. Oh, like, we're family. What are you
with just Shaft music.
Oh, God.
Like,
well, then that's not Cats, is it?
Dun, dun, dun,
then that's not Cats. Who are you, Andrew Lloyd Bloody Webber all of a sudden? Webber barbecue, more like it.
Anyway, when's that due for release?
Oh, look, who cares?
I've got it here. I've done some research.
Well, they're still just casting, so it can't be too soon.
Just cut.
I don't know, next year, whatever. Blow it out your bloody trumpets, all of you. Blow it out your tent poles. That's right. It's the second time tonight we're going out onto the roads. It's the colder outbound has eaten the salad and is racing for the bathroom at 6 minutes. Eastern outbound has had far too many espresso martinis and is going really quick at 12 minutes. The Monash outbound has stacked the moped and is currently walking back to the villa at 45 minutes. And the Prince's outbound is stuck at the airport because of the volcano at 15 minutes. And that's your Bali base traffic for the afternoon.
Love it.
And might I thank both you and Tim for paying attention to my traffic then when you made me do it. Thank you. Thank you.
I did. I said that was good.
There was
not one
piece of reaction to anything.
Oh, sorry.
No.
I had some extra buttons that
he's pushing button. I had to read it.
But isn't it great news to know that that's your last one?
Isn't it? Yay, for a fortnight.
You're on holidays.
I hate the people to think I hate doing the traffic.
No. Yes.
I mean,
time.
I once had coordination.
For last man standing.
Ooh.
You love it, don't you? Can't you feel it in the air? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, Timbo.
Positive thoughts. Okay. Who won last week?
Is that directed at me?
No. I'm just for the room.
The positive thoughts.
Just for the room.
Right, yeah, I think I won.
You did. Congratulations. You'll be kicking us off first today.
Great.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, today's theme is things you would take camping.
Tent.
Esky.
Chair.
Pillow.
Food.
Sleeping bag.
Alcohol.
Portable shower.
Beanie.
Little Webber barbecue.
Gum boots.
A koala.
I won again! Yay!
You can take a koala with you.
They're already there, really, aren't they, when you think about it?
All right.
Or is that your little teddy there?
Going to miss you for the next couple of weeks, aren't we? Not.
You will miss me. You will. There is some late-breaking news.
Late-breaking news about Bali.
I have just been informed, ladies and gentlemen, that it's schoolies over there.
When you're there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
A cougar on the dance floor. Watch me go.
You could get a husband and a son.
Well, I could. Exactly. And I was saying at the W is fairly expensive, so you have daddy's money.
Yes.
Oy,
listen,
gee.
Dolly, don't wake
and
up.
Apparently
wake
I'm up no on... a gruelie because I'm like a grandparent. Thanks very much, our voiceover.
Don't wake up drunk one morning on the beach with your knickers in a sandpit.
Do you know how unravelling for the poor 18-year-old? Imagine.
Who wakes
imagine
up on the beach
next
with you.
To me. I've got
a squid.
Oh, my God. Imagine. Oh, my God. The course of their young life unravelled.
What sea creature is this?
She's washed up.
David Attenborough, where are you when we need you? David Attenborough, what is this sea creature?
This is why I don't like Bali, because last time I went, you unleashed me as the third person in bloody Wilson Phillips. And now you're telling me that I'm washed up squid on a beach.
Hold on. So we have a winner of our prize. You had to help Anna decide what not to do in Bali.
Well, I think we've all agreed that I shouldn't do a schoolie.
No.
And I won't be doing any shoeies while I'm over there either, Shannon. No. Nullsy. I'm just getting to be shooey at the bar in the W. Yeah,
a flavour saver.
Oh, my God.
Here comes the squid again.
I'm just going to go and sit down at Kuta Beach. Wrap my tentacles around some young thing. Come to mummy. Come to granny.
Oh, well, could you shut up? I've got a
granny sandy pants.
Good.
been a fun show this afternoon, hasn't it?
Oh, it's been. I'm sorry. I'm still not really recovered from the last
break.
But you're,
listen, you're going away, so you're forgiven. You've already checked out. There's no point.
Now, what's your excuse, people were.
People were sending you tips and tricks. Not to do in Bali. We had lots of them come through.
Very sensible.
They all went in the draw to win a prize. Our voiceover man, Shane, is here. Shane, tell us who the winner is.
Give it up for Kieran.
Oh. Thank you.
Good on you, voiceover.
Voiceover man,
can you tell us what Kieran won? Oh, I didn't tell you to read that bit, did I? to announce the name.
Kieran has won a prize.
Yeah, great.
Well done,
there
Kieran.
You go. Good on you, mate.
He's won double passes to Nocturnal, which is the Melbourne Museum celebrates gender identity and queer culture at a special edition of Nocturnal on Friday the 7th of December. Congratulations.
Good on you. Well done, wow. Champion. That's great. That's it from us. We're out of here.
My goodness.
You're on holiday for the next... We're none of us are here next week, by the way.
Holiday. No.
We're having a little week off. Yeah. You're away for 2 weeks because you're going to be in Bali. Can you not come back with a Bing Tang T-shirt?
No, I don't. I think I won't. I'm not going to get
don't
my
come
hair
back
braided
pregnant.
Either.
Just really? Come back. That's what we want you to do. Just come back.
Pregnant. I don't talk is all I can say. It'd be a miracle, baby. Let's put it that way. Jeez.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Goodness. And they would call that a geriatric pregnancy. Anything over 38 and it's a geriatric pregnancy. How to rub salt in a wound. Imagine that. Oh, I've got a bloody geriatric pregnancy as well. No, that's not happening. Anyway, maybe, though, if I use the Balinese condoms. It could be.
Could be.
Mama. Anyway, no, moving on.
We've got to go. We have to go. Hey, have a great holiday, Anna Murphy.
Well, thank you very much.
And everyone else. We'll be Tim, you and I, doing the show on the 10th.
Yep.
Anna's back on the 17th. It's going to be great.
Done.
Ciao.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.